Yo, what's up, guys? This is a new podcast called SNF. It's going to be where me and my friend Tyler.
What's up, you guys?
We're going to share our, like, just some funny stories, and we're going to bring some of our friends on to interview and share their experiences. And
yeah, that's basically it. We're going to be just talking about funny stories, and hopefully we can make you guys laugh.
So as you guys know, football season's coming up, so I'm sure a lot of you are doing fantasy. And, you know, I'm in a fantasy league myself with a couple of friends. Right, Ty?
Yep. Yes, you are.
And, see, I had a very, very tough situation here. I was only averaging around 90 points.
Oh, that's so bad. It's not like I'm averaging that now.
But then, my closest friend, Tyler, over here, he decided to look deep inside his tiny brain and give me three of his best players so I can now average 137 points and win the league.
Okay, well, you did really convince me by saying that Julio Jones is better than Michael Thomas. Which, I mean, Julio Jones is pretty good.
But I don't recall saying that. I don't recall it.
All right. You said that he was the best on the Eagles.
He's on the Falcons. He's on the Falcons. You don't even know football. This is why I'm winning.
Well, I mean, you convinced me, so I gave you Michael Thomas, and now I'm averaging... Let me check. I'm averaging... Guesses?
Mine's 105.
Oh, 105? That's a little big. It's a big number for my average. All right, so you guys, my average is 94.4. That is actually really lucky, was 69 just earlier in this day, which I was very surprised, and I'm kind of depressed about that now.
But you know why it was 69? Because you didn't know how to put in your players.
So I got scammed by two people. Actually, technically, I didn't get scammed by my friend Jack. I actually gave him a terrible trade on my part. And yeah, I lost my players.
You requested to give him that trade.
Yeah, I know. Which is really
Miles
bad.
Sanders.
I gave him Miles
Sanders. You gave him Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
For like Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, he's not that good. It was some bad trades.
Alright guys, enough with the fantasy stuff. Let's move on to our interviewee, Josh.
Yo, what's up, guys?
He's gonna tell us a funny story that happened to him recently. Hopefully he has one. I know he leads a pretty normal life, but maybe we could get something out of him and see if you get a laugh.
Yeah.
So, me, Thomas, and Tyler, we were playing Warzone. And you know like the little part like when you load into a game? Like, you think no one can hear you because you can't hear anyone in your party? But before we loaded in, Tyler thought it was like that time where no one can hear you. But he started singing. He was crying. He's like, it gets hard sometimes.
I think actually he was just telling a sob story.
Yeah, he sounded so depressed, and he was just singing. And then me and Tom were like, we could actually hear you. And he was like, oh, what?
He was like, I was just kidding, guys. I wasn't even trying.
He admitted he was actually trying.
When did I never admit it. Yeah, I did all knew.
Yes, you did. We all knew.
All right. Well, I never admitted it, but it's whatever. Sorry, I have a sip of my cactus cooler.
Please sponsor us, cactus cooler.
Yeah, sponsor us. At first, I thought cactus cooler was by Travis Scott. It was like cactus Jack.
I can see that.
Like yeah.
I can see that.
His merch.
Oh,
he just did
Travis Scott. He just did a collab with McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Is there? I want to go to that. I want to go to McDonald's. Get a.
Their shirts. Yeah. Their employee shirts are also. It says like. On McDonald's, it says Cactus Jack.
I should just
work
at McDonald's so I could get a nice Cactus Jack.
Yeah, I saw that on, like, Instagram or something. It said all of these people are just, like,
That's probably, like, for the nicer McDonald's, though, you know? Like, the bigger, like...
yeah.
Like, did you guys see, like, Travis was in California, and he was, like, he was serving people, and, like, there's, like, literally, like, almost 1,000 fans of the McDonald's just mobbing, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And they were driving through. Sorry if you guys can't hear him that much. We're on a tight budget. I mean, we only have one microphone. Hopefully, it'll get better soon. But
soon with some money.
Just struggle with us for a little bit.
You know what I should do? I should put my Venmo in here.
No, that's for a PC. Alright.
Oh, yeah, you're
gonna
get a PC. Alright, serious debate, though. What is better, an Xbox, a PS4, or a PC?
Okay, I, by far, PC. But I have seen the Xbox new series, the, like, 2021. It's supposed to be insane. It's supposed to run at, like, 120 FPS.
It's a huge box. It's like a PC.
Yeah. And it's 120 FPS. So, yeah.
But, you know, this thing's huge. So, if I'm going to get a huge box to put in my room.
It's like a massive rectangle.
Or, like, just to play on. It's like a mini fridge. Yeah, I'm going to get a PC. Because, like, obviously, a PC is better than an Xbox.
Yeah. And I mean, PC is way better. I mean.
It's... And if I'm going to have a huge thing, you know, sitting in my room, I want it to be a PC, not an Xbox.
All right, Josh, what do you think about it?
So, I agree with you guys. Like, obviously, the PC is the best choice. The PC, obviously, is the best choice because, you know, better graphics, better FPS, just faster and smoother. But
could also run a lot faster. Yeah,
if we're going to debate between Xbox and PS4. Personally, I have, like, both of them. It's, like, my brother's PS4,
PS4,
though.
The PS4.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Currently, the PS4 is much better.
I think the PS5 is going to be better than the Xbox.
In my opinion, I agree with you guys. The PS4 is better. It's faster, better graphics. It's just faster overall.
We've only seen stuff about the Xbox, though. We've only seen, like, fake leaks about the PS5. So, we don't know that much about the PS5.
I mean, I really still don't. I heard, like, it's supposed to be, like, 600. But I don't even know how much the PS5 actually is supposed to be.
Yeah, well, the Xbox actually has a digital version, all digital, no disc.
Really?
Yeah, for $300.
Sick.
Like the actual, like, what do you mean, like the console?
It's, like, there's a console.
And on a disc?
No, not on a disc. You don't just put it in a little disc player. No, so it's a console, but you can't put discs into it. You can only buy online games for $300.
Wait, you buy each game?
You buy the console for $300.
Wait, that's so much better.
Because no one really buys discs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I still buy discs.
I only buy everything.
It's just because I have GameStop gift cards, you know, so I'm not just going to let those go to waste.
Yeah, if anything, I would just ask for, like, a PS gift card. Yeah.
Between, like, the PS5 and the new Xbox Series S, whatever it's called, I like the PS5, like, it looks cooler, like, the red, like, the white and blue, because also it's smaller, it doesn't look like a mini fridge, so.
It kind of looks like a book.
No, I saw a few pictures of it, it has, like, the white outline, right?
Yeah, and then it's, like, blue and black, really sick.
It looks like two pieces of paper on the outside of it.
Yeah.
Alright. I think we might try the Travis Scott burger.
I think we might.
Yeah, I think. Maybe this episode or next episode, we're gonna give you guys, we're gonna give you guys a little bit of a review on how it tastes, and, you know.
Just a quarter pounder though?
Yeah, I think it just has like lettuce, and bacon.
I can break it down for you, man.
Break it down, Josh.
Lettuce, cheese, meat, pickles, bacon. That's it, and it comes.
It has meat on it.
Yeah, and it comes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
You want me to say all the parts?
Hey, no. Well, now we know it has patties on it.
And it comes with fries and a Sprite for $6.
It's like a double double.
Yeah, I keep seeing it all over YouTube.
You can't compare McDonald's to In-N-Out.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like that's the patties. It's like a double double with bacon and lettuce.
It's like a fake double double.
Yeah, it's like a fake double double, you guys.
But we we'll probably just get the burger like next episode. Just review it.
Yeah, we could review it next episode. Tell you guys how it is. If you guys haven't tried it already, I know it's popular.
It actually is. Might be like one of the most popular burgers.
It is.
Well, when you go to McDonald's, what do you get?
I just get nuggets, fries.
What do you get?
I just get honestly like it's either like nuggets or like a cheeseburger and then like a shake or something. It's like a normal order.
A shake.
They have pretty good chocolate shakes. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Never had a shake from McDonald's.
I've never had a shake.
I had the McFlurry.
Yeah, I have the McFlurry. The Oreo McFlurry. It's so good.
The M&M's really good. Well, now I have
like
the
M&M's.
I have the
I just actually saw something. They had like a lot of other flavors. I heard they had like Reese's. They used to.
They have Reese's?
But they discontinued all of them.
Why?
I don't know. They only have two flavors now. Oreo and M&M.
Well, I mean, M&M is the best flavor.
M&M is still pretty good. It's just like you're eating rocks, though, because all the M&M's are frozen.
Yo, I have braces, and when I eat the M&M McFlurry, it just cracks my brain.
I know, I just got mine tightened today.
You got your braces tightened?
Yeah, that's where I was.
I don't even know if I'm going to get braces.
You need them.
Well, I know my teeth are bad. I'm saying, like, I might get Invisalign instead.
Bro, Invisalign's, like, I feel like people say it works, but just, like, one time I had Invisalign, like, when I had to get surgery on my teeth, and literally, I had to wear it for, like, 2 weeks, and it felt like someone was just shoving something up my gums, and my gums just, like...
shoving something up your gums.
It's, like, cutting your gums. When you eat with them, it feels horrible. You can't chew on, like, anything.
Alright. Yeah, I don't know that feeling. I know when Thomas got braces, this is the only thing I'm scared about. I'm scared about getting made fun of. Because when Thomas got braces...
I didn't get made fun of.
Okay, well, no one got made fun of you because everyone was scared of you. I called you train tracks once and you ran after me. So, I mean, that's probably why no one made fun of you. But, yeah. Do braces hurt?
Nah. When you get them tightened, they, like, they...
Like, when you get braces on, like, the first 2 days, it's, like, really achy, and then the pain just goes away, and it feels normal. That's pretty much it.
I have another good question for both of you with braces. What, do you guys, like, actually follow the rules of, like, no chewing gum?
No.
Or, like, no. What are other rules?
No. I'm sure Josh does, because, you know, he's a big
I think Josh
follower.
Does. Do I mean, you follow the rules about...
I chew gum, like, once in a while, but, like, Mike's broke. My brackets break so just... easily, so I can't, like, chew gum in any of that.
So you're just, like, scared that you're... Brackets
yeah,
would
bro.
Break.
I've had my brackets like broken so many times, like probably 20 times. It's horrible. And I have to go back in and fix it.
Yeah, well, now you're gonna have braces till like 10th grade.
No, but my braces are gonna be off in about like a half a month.
So yeah, that's what I said. So
in half a month, your braces are gonna
in
be
half
off?
A month.
Yes, I've had them on for about a year and a half now.
Smile.
So there's a bunch of food in them, so they look funny.
What are other rules that you have to follow, Josh? I'm not asking Thomas because he doesn't follow anything.
Yeah. I follow the rules.
I know caramel is really bad.
No,
oh, caramel is terrible.
Last week we were hanging out, this kid's eating 100 grand chocolate bars. That just has caramel.
Dude, that's terrible.
And before he eats it at Target, he's just he's a horrible for your braces. And
I had one and they're like frozen. I don't know how you ate that with braces on.
No, it was because I put it in my fridge. That's why it was frozen.
Oh, that's when I had it. I just had the frozen one. Yeah, no. Caramel, I heard that is really bad for your braces.
And you have to, like,
snap
dig
it.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah. You have to dig in it.
So that's the only rules that you guys have to follow?
I just don't eat caramel. Like, I do, but, like, I try not to.
I heard, like, with new braces, it's hard to eat, like, spaghetti and stuff. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh. Remember, wait, were you guys... All right, I was at lunch, and it was spaghetti day. And I was eating spaghetti, and I was, like, the day after I got my braces... And I was like, I couldn't even chew it. So I was like
just sucking
it
in.
Down my gullet, right? And it comes out of my nose.
Oh my
I'm like, and it comes out of my nose. And my Connor's there. And he's like, dude, are you okay? And I was like, spaghetti.
Dude, we have so many funny
spaghetti
stories.
Spaghetti just
from
came
school.
Out of my nose.
We also have so many more school stories. But I mean, we're going to get to all of those in later episodes. So you guys just stay tuned. And you'll hear about every single one of our school stories. We have so many funny ones.
But I do, that lunch area, I hate that lunch area. I hate it.
Yeah. You know one lunch area that I used to hate? It's actually a lot better now. Paradise Canyon. Oh my god. It was terrible. It was just like filled with blue tables. That's all it was. In sixth grade, it was pretty good because you were able to sit on the grass. But, yeah. I mean, it was pretty nice in sixth grade. And then they just remodeled it.
Yeah, the year we left, they remodeled it.
Yeah, obviously the year we leave.
The Lear?
The Lear, yeah.
Yeah, the Lear.
For me,
delirious.
Personally, at PCR, it was horrible. Lunch, we had to sit inside at the cafeteria. And it sounded like this the whole time.
Jesus.
You literally couldn't hear yourself.
Sorry,
you just talk.
Users.
You're just like, just I'll use a random kid's name. Yo, what's up, Ben? Like, it's a random person's name. Literally, you couldn't hear anyone when you talked to someone. Like, literally, you only heard your own voice, no one else's, because everyone's just screaming.
Was it enclosed or was it outside?
Closed, enclosed. It was horrible.
I thought at PCR it was just like, wait.
Yeah, I thought it was the lunch table.
Oh, yeah, lunch table's outside. Apparently.
Wait, what?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
Apparently, during.
Right, wait,
and
hold
yo.
On.
Whoa. So was it outside there. Or was it inside?
No, yeah. Inside, because in sixth grade, apparently.
You're screaming at the us. Alright, so wait, keep going now? It's inside?
Listen, so in sixth grade, sixth graders, the oldest at the school, have the privilege to sit outside, because apparently sitting outside, you're not allowed to if you're young, like when you're not in sixth grade, cause apparently it's like a, I don't know.
It's just to be cool if you sit inside in sixth grade.
No, outside.
Oh, it's to be dude, cool listen? If you sit outside? You just said it would be cool. It's like you weren't allowed to
literally,
sit outside.
No, like, everyone wants
Josh
to sit.
Josh make me lose brain cells. Be I know. Quiet. You're only supposed to be on this show for like 2 minutes. Now
you're taking up our whole time. All right, no. School, elementary school was just like, you had so many rules that you had to follow. It wasn't that great. And then when you switch to, like, middle school and everything, you have so much more freedom, and it's crazy.
I mean, middle school kind of stink, too. I mean, 7th grade was terrible.
7th grade wasn't complete. Well, it was only terrible because the end of it, we were, Corona.
Well, no. We had, like, the best teacher in the world. We had Miss M.
Miss M, oh my god, she's literally
and
the
now
best
she's gonna
teacher.
Be, she's gonna teach,
She could teach us. She still could
like
teach us.
AP Math 10th grade.
Yeah.
AP?
No,
yeah.
It's advanced.
It's advanced, yeah.
Well, I can't even get into advanced math. How am I
no, wait, no, I think she teaches all math.
I know, I think she just teaches regular and advanced.
There is no AP Math. In 10th grade, I don't think there is. I asked my sister and she said no.
I mean, Miss M taught advanced and regular in 7th grade.
Well, yeah, but they only had one math teacher. For 7th grade.
Well, our school is pretty low in budget, so I don't think we can afford
our school is pretty low in budget, so just like us right now.
Exactly. Maybe
yeah.
Our school can lend us some money.
What?
Maybe our school can lend us some money.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they could sponsor us.
I mean, yeah, I wish they could sponsor us, but I don't think they really have the money to.
If they do sponsor us, we could buy a whole studio for this. That would be amazing. I mean, seriously. It'll be crazy.
Alright. But would you rather be in a garage?
So, I'm just going to talk about what just happened, you guys. So, when you have a guest on this show, don't you think, like, they shouldn't be on their phone just like, watching stuff? I mean...
When you have a guest on the show, first of all, shouldn't you think that they should not even make a sound unless you talk to them?
Okay, that's a little rude.
Hey,
I mean,
hey.
They can talk.
I opened my phone, and TikTok was open, and there's like, a... video playing.
Are you addicted to TikTok? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I'm addicted to TikTok. It's my screen time.
Oh, my screen time actually has gone up for 50% in last week. All
same. Wait, everybody, let's look at our screen
times.
Let's
look at our screen times. All right, let's see here. How do I even get to screen times? Through settings? Wasn't it,
No, you could just swipe straight over to, right.
Oh,
okay, so... My screen time is crazy. Well, mostly because we're just at home now.
Wait,
so
hold on. How does Snapchat take up the most of my screen time?
You leave the app open.
Oh, YouTube is the most of mine.
If you leave the app open, then it counts as screen time.
So wait, you use Snapchat that much? Snapchat's not even up there for me.
I use 30 minutes on iMessage. What am I doing on iMessage? I don't even text anyone.
You've been texting for 30 minutes each day.
No, but my biggest one actually.
My message is up there for me
my
too.
My biggest one is fantasy. It's ESPN actually.
Mine is up there too. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I mean we're always talking about fantasy. I've made some bad trades. We've already gone over my bad trades. But I mean,
we don't have to talk about it again.
Okay, now we're done. What's like your daily average a day? Like in all.
Let's compare them.
Daily average.
I'm gonna make a guess for Thomas and Josh.
All right.
I think Thomas is like 8 hours, and I bet you that Josh. He's probably like,
I think Josh is
three
like
and a half hours.
Three and a half, yeah.
Yeah. What's all right, yours? Josh, what's yours?
6 hours and 38 minutes.
6 hours and that's more than mine.
Like, because I leave, the thing is like.
Oh, because you're addicted to your phone?
No, it's actually not that. I leave all my apps open, forget to close like the application. So like, it just like counts up screen time.
Mine's 7 hours and 2 hours.
I guessed it, 7 hours.
No, you said eight.
Oh.
You said eight.
No, mine's 5.5 hours. That's the least out of all of us. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, because
I am very proud of that.
Because the only other thing he's doing is watching Netflix and sleeping.
I'm playing Warzone.
Yeah,
sucks at Warzone anyways. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
All right, I'm a higher level than you.
Yeah, because you play more.
I do play.
You're
more.
A higher level than me because I was in New Jersey for.
All right, yeah.
Half the season.
Yeah, facts. I mean, you are right.
Well, we're about to go over our time limit here, so, you know, budget life.
I mean, honestly.
But I think this was a pretty decent first episode.
This was a pretty good first episode. Next episode, we're probably going to be talking about, the Travis Scott burger.
McDonald's.
You already know. We're probably going to be rating
2K
that.
Probably, so.
Yeah, 2K.
If you guys made it here, I mean, thank you.
Thank you so much. Hope you thought this was interesting.
I mean, we are pretty boring people, but.
Pretty basic lives. Hopefully you liked it. I mean, thank you for listening. Yeah. Tune in for the next episode. We're going to be talking about 2K, probably some Warzone 2, and we are going to be rating the Travis Scott burger. All right. Thank you for listening.
Peace, guys.
Bye.